Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast on today. Well, I am excited to be here this morning, Monday morning. I hope you are having a marvelous Monday already. This is Coach LaLisa. Welcome to the All About Entrepreneurs Radio Show. We are excited to bring the show to you today. Well, entrepreneurs, I hope you are getting ready for an exciting time. You know, it's working to know that you would like to start a business, to have that goal, to have that dream, but it's a whole nother to actually go and do it. And what I am asking entrepreneurs to do is to really take a look at yourself. Really take a hard, long look at what it is that you want to do. If you want to start a business, stop to consider, stop and think about this. Is this something that you're willing to invest your time and your energy? Make sure that you want to do this. So what I want to do this morning, I'm going to give you some tips to help you kind of figure out if this is something that you really want to do. You know, because the last thing you want to do is to invest a lot of time, energy, and effort and climbing up a particular wall only to find out that your ladder was against the wrong wall. You see, you don't have probably, if you're like myself and some other people, you don't have a lot of time to just throw away, nor do you have time to just sit and be idle. And so you really want to investigate. You want to assess. You want to analyze to make sure that this is something you really want to do, because what I want you to do next, and we won't talk about that today probably, but what I want you, after you've assessed and you've thought about it and you lined it all up, then what I want you to do, I want you to throw it all in. I want you to leave it all on the floor. I want you to go for the gusto. Don't hold back any punches. No holds are barred. I want you to put it all in. Every drop of effort that you have. But before I send you off doing that, you know, it's like releasing your power. Before I want you to release your power on this thing, I want you to make sure that is what you really want. In other words, know who you really are. Know that you're an entrepreneur. I want you to know deep down in your heart, in your soul, that you are an entrepreneur, but that you don't go the rest of the time questioning yourself. Should I have done this? Is that what I really want to do? Is this really for me? Because other people will begin to come at you. Opposition is just waiting on the other side of you making a decision to get into this thing. And it will try to defeat you. And it has defeated a lot of people. Yes, and sometimes other people's conversation will get down in your head and have you thinking, hey, I shouldn't have done this. This wasn't the right time, and this isn't the right thing for me to do, and this isn't, you know, my time. So that's why I want to talk to you this morning and give you some tips to help you make sure that this is something that you really want to do. You need to find out if this is for you or if this isn't for you. And if I could use as a topic, it would be, am I minding my business? Am I minding my business? I could use as a topic. That's what I would use. Am I minding my business? Because a lot of people, just in the natural, they wonder, okay, they're always talking about someone minding someone else's business, minding somebody's business. In other words, investigating that person, asking questions about that person, wanting to know what that person is doing, wanting to know, now I want to know, are you doing that for yourself? Am I minding my business? So I want you to turn the flashlight on you. Investigate yourself. Get to know you, all right? Because once you find out that, yes, I'm minding my business, then I'm going to begin to give you the strategies to hit the ground running. Release yourself right into your own destiny. Right into your own destiny. Now, some people wonder why I do what I do, because I get such a joy. I get a kick out of watching people enter into their destiny. I get a kick out of watching people discover their purpose in life and their dreams and their goals in life. It just turns me on. I absolutely love it. It's my natural high, because I know how good it felt when I discovered it. So I know how good it's going to feel for you. And I love making people feel good. And, you know, when I was a child, I loved making people feel good. And I often got criticized about it, because sometimes the world skews concepts and emotions. And while, yes, the world, sometimes we get it right, but sometimes they get it wrong. So you always have to be mindful of what you hear and say and do. So my topic this morning is, am I minding my own business? So here's some tips that I want you to do. I want you to first look at the fact that, what is it that I'm really about? You know, ask yourself that question. What are you really all about? What, in other words, what makes you tick? That's what I want to know. You know that you know. You want to ask yourself, what makes you tick? What am I really about? Right, if you're going to figure out whether you should be in business or not, you want to know what makes you tick. In other words, see if you can find out what's the thing that gets you up in the morning. What gets you up in the morning? What, in other words, what drives you? Or what are your drivers? What are your drivers? Maybe you have more than one. Now, what's the thing that gets you going? What's the thing that gets you that push? And then to figure out whether you should be in business or not, here's a very simple question. It's a very old-fashioned question, all right? And some people, you know, have taken this question very lightly. And some people may even say the question is overused, have you? But I think it's still relevant. And the question is, are you willing to, or do you want to work for yourself? It's a very simple question. It's not rocket science. It's okay. It's really not. Basically, do you want to work for yourself? And I think it's a very, you know, simple question, right? It, But I think it's a brother says, I think it's an easy question, but I don't think it's very simple because it's easy to answer yes or no. But when you start to think about it, if there's many components to working for yourself, okay? So do you want to work for yourself? These are tips I'm giving you of things to ask yourself to see if you are really ready to be an entrepreneur. In other words, are you minding your business? Because, see, some people have never asked themselves those questions. They jumped over in there and they got halfway through to realize, I don't really like working for myself. Or I don't really know what it is that I'm doing this. I don't know why. And therefore, they could become frustrated. They could start to be less productive in developing their business and developing customers and understanding your products or services, being innovative, you know, utilizing technological advances. Because these are all things that entrepreneurs must do and need to do. And by the way, good morning and welcome to the broadcast. If you just tuned in, you're tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs with your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Also, you are talking to an author, a trainer, a speaker, and a woman of God who absolutely loves the Lord, but is also a business owner because that's the assignment that he's given me. I don't know what assignment he's given you. Also a college professor and a life coach who absolutely enjoys coaching people to their destiny. So here's the next thing that you want to kind of think about. And this morning we're talking about, are you minding your business? In other words, are you an entrepreneur at the time that you're supposed to be one and for the reasons that you're supposed to be? Because you could be like some people who work for the last 30 years for someone else. That's okay. That doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be an entrepreneur. You're supposed to be an entrepreneur when you can find out if this is what you really are supposed to do. It's not that hard. So you ask yourself these comments, these majors, you write these tips down, you go back and look at them later. In other words, what makes you tick? What gets you going? What gets you started? And then you want to know, what gets me up in the morning? What do I get up for? What do I get up to do? And then you want to ask yourself, what are your drivers? What drives you? What gets you going? What keeps you going? What accelerates you? What makes you go, I wonder what it would be like if this happened or that happened? What does that for you? I know for me, what does that for me, like I said, is watching people live their destiny. So a coaching business, which I didn't find, the coaching business found me. But it found me because I was already beginning to walk and move in my destiny. So when you begin to walk and move in your destiny, the things that are right for you, that are good for you, that are a great fit for you, they just show up. You show up out of nowhere. When you are walking in your destiny, the good things, the right things, the great, excellent, perfect things for your life, they just show up. The moment you set one foot in your destiny. Now, it's not saying horrible things and bad things won't also show up there. But when they do, they're temporary. You will go through things to challenge you, to build you up, to push you forward. Actually, what these horrible things and bad things do for you is they actually push you. They accelerate the process of you achieving your supernatural destiny. It accelerates the process. So when the things come, don't fight them. Don't rebuke them, okay? Because they're coming to push you closer to your divine destiny. And so sometimes you can rebuke it. Sometimes you got to flow with it. You got to know when to rebuke. You got to know when to flow. Okay? So we're talking this morning about, am I minding my business? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because if it is, I want you to hit the ground, and I want you to run like you're in a race for your life. If it's not, I want you to start to, just kind of bring it down, take some deep breaths, relax, and just be okay with your life. Go work for someone, be happy, and enjoy. Either way, I want you to enjoy your life, whether you work for yourself or work for someone else. Yeah, it's all about entrepreneurs in terms of the title of the radio show, but it ain't all about entrepreneurs, okay? There are other people, too, in society. There are some people who should never be allowed to start a business. Okay, they're not fit, not cut out for it. It's not their thing to do. So either way, you want to be sure. Just so happened, I talk a lot about being an entrepreneur on this particular forum. On this particular blog, I'm talking about entrepreneurship. But if you catch me in almost any other scenario, it doesn't mean I'm going to be talking about being an entrepreneur. Okay? There are other areas and there are other factors that we could support you and encourage you in. It so happened this morning, and just about every morning that you tune into this, our radio broadcast, I will be talking about being an entrepreneur and about how you can become a successful entrepreneur. I mean, that's what we want, right? You want to be a successful entrepreneur, yes? Okay. So we want to make sure that you tap in to this particular broadcast and other broadcasts that are like this that want to help you get to the winning spot. Like, I know in a horse race, when the horses do a certain thing, then they end up in the winner's circle. You want to end up in the winner's circle as an entrepreneur, and that's a whole other broadcast. But like I said, before I go pushing you into all that with being an entrepreneur, let's first make sure that that's what you want to do. And so the next thing that I talked about was asking yourself the question, do I want to work for myself? Do you want to work for yourself? All right, if you say that you want to work for yourself, now you have to go and spin that off and look at, do you want to take charge of all the decision-making, all the choices that it takes to establish and run a business? Because nobody's there to tell you what time to get to work in the morning unless you have a physical business, a physical store. Like, say your business is a store, or your business is a restaurant, or your business is a doctor's office, or a dentist, or a veterinarian, or something like that, then yes, you will have set hours, but you will have to get up and be there. Like, for instance, my sister who owns the dry cleaners, she has to be up at a certain time, and she has to keep her store open, just her store hours. But, I mean, every business owner has hours that they work. But what I'm saying is that you get to choose the hours unless your business is a school or a store, a restaurant, something of that nature. Then you have to have hours that maybe you're not choosing per se, because you have to go with what your customers want when they're around. If you have like a store and things like that, a restaurant, you may not get to choose the hours, but you get to choose a lot of other things that go along with being a person who is working for themselves. But if you have a business like a speaking business, you're an author, you're a trainer, in these businesses, you're an investment banker, you're a finance insurance broker you are, in one of the network marketing companies, in these types of direct selling, in these types, like a Mary Kay or an Avon, in these types of businesses, you get to set your own hours. That's why they're attractive to so many people. It's because if you get to have mass freedom, if you can make those businesses successful, and if you can make them work, which you're going to use the same principles. If you have a network marketing company, or if you have a McDonald's, you're going to use some very, very similar principles. The business structure is different. The business model is different. But in terms of being an entrepreneur, you're going to use some of the same principle techniques. McDonald's, you have customers. If you have a speaking business, you still have customers. You know, all businesses have marketing and promotion and advertising. All businesses are going to use network marketing. You're going to use social media to some degree. So some things are just common with any type of business. And so the question is, how much freedom you have will be determined on what type of business. If it's a brick and mortar type business, your freedom may look different than a person who works from home or who runs a training company or a speaking business. So know the business that you're in. And that's what I'm talking about. Am I minding my business? Do I even know what type of business I'm getting myself into? If you own a restaurant, if you decide to go into a restaurant business, again, that's a very different business than a restaurant. It's very different than a speaking business or a life coaching business or a consulting business. But yes, it's very, very different. So know the type of business that you're in and know why you get into that business. So we're talking this morning, am I minding my business? Because I want you to make sure you answer these questions or have some thought about this. Write down how you feel about having a business, being a business owner, being in business, working for yourself, being the one in charge of how much customer you will bring in, how much revenue you will generate from the products and services that you offer. You have to make the decision when to add a new product, when to stop providing an existing product, when to package the products together to make them more successful. You will have to sit up and determine and to look at the life cycle of that product and the life cycle of your business and make sure you understand what stage you're in and what stage you're going through. And so this is what we're talking about. This can be very, very exciting for people. You can understand what it is that you're doing as a business owner. As a business owner, you can absolutely make sure that you're doing the right thing. And by the way, just to let you know, because this is still an actual vacation day, we are only going to do the show for a half hour this morning. So actually, we're going to make the show a half hour. This morning, I still got to figure out the time that the show will be. Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure it'll be 7 o'clock. We'll probably do a 7 o'clock show, and we'll make the show just a half hour because we know that we have to travel to get to the school. So we know that takes a little time, but until we can get our timing under schedule, because probably what we'll do is we'll probably pre-record some shows and upload them, because we definitely don't want you to miss out on this information to help you, because we were in Virginia Beach helping talking to some entrepreneurs and just really seeing how entrepreneurs, we really do need to stick together and we need to come together. There are more of us right now because more and more people are making the decision to go into business for themselves, because for one reason, well, the job market is not that good right now. And so then some people are realizing that, well, you know what? Hey, I can go start a business, right? Oh, I know some things. And so more people are coming into business ownership. We're excited about that. So we definitely want to make sure that we have programming in the morning, a place for entrepreneurs to come, feel like they're part of something. It doesn't cost you anything to dial in, to sign into the computer and listen. And at the same time, you're getting a great deposit into your business and building up, helping so that you can build up your business. I mean, we want to see successful entrepreneurs. We want to see entrepreneurs that are excited about what they do, entrepreneurs that are satisfied and fulfilled in what they're doing. And so back to our topic this morning, am I minding my business? So in other words, have I investigated? Have I thought about this? Have I found out what makes me tick, what I should be doing? Have you accepted the fact or answered the question and make sure that the answer is yes, that you want to work for yourself? Because you won't have someone there to guide you and direct you other than groups like this and other organizations to help small businesses. But it's like on your job, your boss, or your supervisor, your manager, your director is there to lead and guide you and show you what to do next. They hand you projects. Now, they don't always tell you how to do the project, and some supervisors do. But they're there to give you the project. They're there to tell you what projects the company has in mind. They're there to tell you the strategy of the organization. And you just follow suit with that strategy.
Working. That's it. Don't forget to keep on moving up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. Go have an awesome, powerful day. This has been Coach Felisa.